Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
All right, here we go. Monday, April 15th, tax day. I think the day the Titanic sank as well. Humidity returns today. And look, we're getting ready for summertime. Here we are, middle April, right? Highs of 82 today, more humid. Same tomorrow, same Wednesday, like a slot machine. 82, 82, 82. Humid, more warm and breezy. Dry, though, 20% chance for showers Thursday and Friday through the weekend with highs in mid-80s then. A little bit cooler on Sunday as another front comes through, but we'll have to wait and watch that. Right now it's 65. Ted Rossman joins us, Bankrate senior industry analyst, to talk about buy now, pay later. How you doing, Ted?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
What is that, buy now, pay later, and how is it different and distinct from just using a credit card?
Buy now, pay later is basically installment lending. So we're talking about companies like Affirm, Afterpay, Klarna. These are often e-commerce companies that integrate right into the checkout flow of a retailer site, and they split this up into installments. You know, maybe it's 4 interest-free payments over 6 weeks. Maybe it's longer, with or without interest. It's really important to look at the specific terms because they vary a lot. You know, it's not always 4 interest-free payments over 6 weeks. Sometimes it's much longer, and sometimes the interest rate is even approaching or exceeding what a credit card would charge. Mm.
I was, and people here are tired of hearing this, but I've been cleaning out the attic, and as a result, I found old checks that my ex-wife had up there from like a long, long time ago, and I see them made out to different acceptance corporations and these kind of things, and I don't remember what they were for, but talk about that, if you will. I don't know if it's commercial paper or how companies that just lend get involved in this, and has the model of that changed, Ted?
Well, some people call buy now, pay later reverse layaway because it really is a new twist on that old concept. You know, maybe you used to put something aside at Sears or Walmart or Toys R Us or a place like that, and you'd pay it off in installments. And then once it was paid off, you could take the item home. What's different about buy now, pay later is you get the item right away, and then you pay for it over time. So it actually is somewhat credit card-like in a way. Now, one big difference is that there's fixed installments. So you know exactly how much you owe for exactly how long. That's different from credit card minimum payments. And that's something that a lot of young adults are drawn to in particular because these plans are easier to get. So you may not have great credit. You may be worried about your student debt. These are all reasons why people like the appeal of this program that can basically get you the item now and free up some cash flow later on.
So if I go to Joe and Jane's Furniture and they say, you know what, 5 years or rather 90 days, no payments, or however it's structured, it's not actually Joe and Jane that are financing the debt, right? It's a third-party lender? Is that the way it works?
It is, yeah. So this is actually very similar to this sort of store line of credit. You know, in some ways you could think of it as kind of a counterpoint to a store credit card or a store credit line. In this case with Buy Now Pay Later, we're talking about mostly younger fintech kind of companies like Affirm and Afterpay, although there are also big established players like Apple has a version of Buy Now Pay Later, and so does PayPal, and so do some of the credit card brands like Amex, Pay It Planet, and My Chase Plan, and City Flex Pay, and things like that. So I think the appeal here is definitely installment lending, knowing that you could pay $50 a month and get that couch or that TV or something like that. I think that's actually probably the best way to use it. I worry that some people are using this for gas and groceries and other necessities. I mean, hey, you do what you have to do, but you know, that's kind of a slippery slope to racking up a bunch of debt. Some people use it for discretionary purchases, including vacations and clothes and other things like that. For me, I think the best use case is partitioning a big, large purchase that you don't want to incur credit card debt for. So, you know, maybe that's $50 a month for exercise equipment or a couch or a TV. You just have to be careful about the terms because they vary a lot. You know, it could be no interest. It could be 36% interest. It's really a massive range. But if you can get a good deal on a longer plan, I think that could make some sense.
And that's what I was trying to get a handle on. The difference here, other than like when you go to buy something that will last, people are using this for experiences that are gone. Like, let me phrase it this way. You buy a couch or you buy a bedroom set or whatever, and you're paying on it, and you buy now, but and you're using it, and you're paying throughout the course of it, but at least you have it when it's over. What's happening now is people are using this for things like dining, right, and travel, where they use it up, and then they pay for it, and there's really nothing to show for it. Am I on anything here?
Yeah, people are using this for just about everything. Companies like Affirm and Klarna have introduced debit cards that have really taken this from the e-commerce world, and now you can use it at the point of sale. People are using it for gas and groceries and everyday essentials. You know, I get why people need to do that because inflation's high and interest rates are high. I just worry that, you know, if you're paying off your groceries in four installments over 6 weeks, I mean, maybe that's better than dragging it out with credit card minimum payments at 21% for forever and ever. But still, you're going to need more gas and groceries probably even before that initial six-week plan is paid off. So, you know, that's where even if it's four interest-free payments over 6 weeks, I still think that can add up. Or if it's a discretionary thing, that $200 outfit, well, if it's four easy payments of $50, maybe you impulse buy. Maybe you overspend a little bit. And even those $50 installments can add up if you have multiple plans running at the same time.
Yep. We'll pick it up. We come back with Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst of Buy Now, Pay Later. We'll talk about some of the problems people are having with it. And also, we'll talk about, and Ted, I know you didn't come on specifically to talk about this, but no payment for 90 days or no payment for no interest for 5 years, how those deals are structured and how you really got to read the fine print on those to know what you're getting into. Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. Do you get involved in buy now, pay later? Do you finance only goods that you know are you're going to have after, like furniture or a car or something like that? Or do you finance travel where you're going on vacation, you're paying for it 5 years later? I would never do that, but some people do. 504-260-1870. That's the Oquinar Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 620 Traffic Now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
624 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. Ted, what kind of problems are people having with these buy now, pay later things?
The most common is overspending. You know, like we said, sometimes you can sort of trick yourself into an impulse buy, and maybe you get fixated on the installments and not the total cost of ownership. So people overspend. People pay late. That was the second biggest pain point. And then third was trouble with returns and other disputes. These programs are very lightly, if at all, regulated. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has talked about doing more, and they're working on it. But, you know, some of the things they've proposed are more of a ability to repay standard that lenders have to abide by, kind of like what credit card companies have to do. There also is not much in the way of credit reporting, so that's something they're working on. There really are not many buyer protections in terms of disputes or fraud, or it's still a fairly new category. So the fact that it's lightly regulated, you know, some people like that it's quick, easy financing, but I think probably more could be done there to acknowledge that this is debt. You know, it may feel like kinder, gentler debt than a credit card, where some people are dragging out payments for a really long time at high interest rates. But, you know, even these installment plans are still debt. So I think people need to consider that.
Is there a particular type of product? I know you talked about travel or dining or something like that. Who's, I hate to say targeted because that's pejorative, but do these buy now, pay later services target particular people or aim for particular people? And what are the primary ways that people use it?
We're often talking about young adults here. Interestingly, it's not super low-income people. It actually tends to be more of a middle-class kind of thing, you know, people looking to spread out these payments, although even some higher earners are using it. But actually, the most common income bracket is between $80,000 and $100,000 a year of annual household income. And the most common use case is something like clothing or accessories. 4 interest-free payments over 6 weeks is still most common, although sometimes the plans last a lot longer. I mean, some people have the ability to pay $50 a month for, let's say, 3 years and get some exercise equipment or some kind of larger purchase. Buy now, pay later has been moving into travel and other services like medical and dental and veterinary and things like that. But I would say really the classic use case is probably a few $100 worth of clothing or electronics or some kind of physical goods.
What else do people have to watch out for when it comes to zero payments for zero interest for 5 years or those kind of things, the way they're structured?
Watch out for deferred interest promotions. Those are not common on buy now, pay later, but they are common on store credit cards. So you might hear, you know, no interest for a year or 2 years. If it's framed as deferred interest, that means if you don't pay the full amount by the time the clock runs out, then they can go back and they charge you retroactively for all of the interest that would have accumulated back to day one. So that's a real danger if you have anything left on that plan. Banks, by contrast, when they offer 0% on cards like the Wells Fargo Reflect and the Citi Simplicity, that tends to be forward-looking interest. So, you know, if you have anything left at the end of the term, yeah, they'll charge you moving forward, but they won't go back. So deferred interest on store credit cards is a big gotcha. And in some ways, that's one of the things that buy now, pay later is pushing back against. That, you know, I think proponents would say, well, we don't do that, and we're very upfront about exactly how much you owe for exactly how long, and some people are drawn to that.
Does it all go back to financial discipline and budgeting, and sometimes you just can't afford everything you want?
I think it does. I mean, to be fair, nobody really wants to be in credit card debt. I think sometimes there is kind of a sad reality of there's more month than paycheck, mm-hmm. and you are looking to finance daily essentials. But sometimes we're talking impulse buys and people kind of overdoing it. I think one of the things unique to buy now, pay later is that it's often integrated right into the checkout flow on e-commerce websites. And, you know, that's where I think sometimes you can lose sight of how much you're really spending. So I think that's a big part of the advice is consider the total cost, not just the biweekly installment. And, you know, take a really close look at what you're being offered, because it varies from provider to provider and merchant to merchant. I mean, sometimes it's interest-free and it's 6 weeks, and sometimes it's a lot of interest and it's a few years.
Text comes in and says, my wife and I use Affirm to pay for vacations and concert. Those are memories that I wouldn't trade for the world, and I couldn't afford it without doing it that way. Yes, I don't have anything physical to show for it, but the memories are there forever. So I guess if appropriately used or responsibly used, Affirm is one of these buy now, pay later platforms?
Yes, and that works for some people. You know, we actually found recently that about 4 in 10 Americans are willing to take on debt for discretionary purchases like travel and dining and concerts this year. I think there is very much a you only live once attitude that I think has grown in recent years.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate your time and the information. Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. We're going to take a break. We come back.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.